When Moses the arch-prophet was in the wilderness, he saw the fire in a wild bush, and its branches did not burn. Wherefore he was greatly amazed when he saw the fire in the bush, and he learned the truth concerning it. That is a type. The pride of all virgins is Mary, the mother of God, the true bush full of the Holy Spirit. What mind or what speech can speak of the honor of this bride? Mary the Theotokos. Oh, what honor of this conception that is the virginal womb, from whom the Creator of all took flesh. Oh, what divine birth pains and the virginal birth that occurred in Bethlehem, the city of King David. Oh, what great miracle that he who created the heavens descended upon the earth and took flesh from the virgin. The Lord swore to David and did not repent, that from the fruit of your loins I will set upon your throne. Likewise, Micah the prophet said concerning this, and you, Bethlehem, the land of Ephrathah, are by no means the least concerned among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a governor who will shepherd Israel, the one of the Trinity, co-essential with the Father, to whom the Magi kings offered gifts. He bowed the heavens of heavens and came down to us, so that he may unbind the transgression of Adam. The kings of Tarsus and the islands saw a sign in heaven. Behold, a woman engulfed by the sun and is exceedingly enlightened. The moon is under her feet, and the 12 crowns are on her head. She walks in the midst of heavens and shines upon the earth. This is the bush which Moses saw in the wilderness, and was full of fire, that is our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who is invisible before all ages, and the prophet saw him in the likeness of fire in the bush, and a voice saying to him, O Moses, Moses, the one I love, I am the God of your fathers, and there is no one besides me. Loosen the shoes that are on your feet, and place them upon which you are standing. For the place upon which you are standing is holy ground. Wherefore let us sing with Moses, saying, God raised the prophet unto you. In this manner hearken to him. Through the prayers of Moses the arch-prophet, our Lord granted the forgiveness of our sins.